Hey guys, welcome to the Mac Effect. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Your host here, Mike. It's a pleasure and it's an honor, like always, to have you guys here and tuning in. I know that can sound pretty repetitive from previous episodes that I've done, but I'm living a dream. I'm living something that has always been inside of me and I have a passion for. So I'm very grateful and I feel like I can't say it enough how thankful I am. So thank you guys for tuning in. For this week, episode number 5, I definitely want to talk about the lack of maturity that we have. And like I've said in the past, I direct myself a little bit more to men, but not because I'm shying away from women. It's the fact that I know that I wanted this help in the past. I wish someone would have had something similar where I can look at and say, hey, that can help me in the situation that I'm in. But that's why I'm here, because I went through what I went through. I've learned, I've grown, and I want to help you as a man take that ownership in your household, take that ownership at your job, take that ownership for yourself, and grow and become accountable to what we need to be accountable to. That makes sense? And when it comes to lack of maturity, guys, it's definitely something that we don't know we have. And we need to really start being vulnerable and open with the people around us and asking genuine questions without getting upset about our character. See, development and growing, it's going to hurt a little bit, because it's going to start doing and causing stuff in you to break old habits. I'll give you an example or a definition, right? Like, we've heard of insanity. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So we tend to kind of go with what we've learned and what we've been taught. And has that worked for us? Is it doing the job that we want it to do? And if you're honest, I'm honest, it wasn't. It's not. So the only way we can get a different result is by changing the action that we're doing in the beginning. So that's what this channel's going to be about and has been about, is that it's going to challenge and it's going to make you think, do I need to change? And it's not easy, because we are so used to doing what we are used to, that comfortableness. I don't want to let go of comfortableness. I want to be comfortable. Nothing's wrong right now. Why mess with it? Because growth and true happiness around you starts from you. Man or woman, starts from you. Because if you can get healthy individually, physically, mentally, emotionally, if you can get healthy, then the people around you get healthy. So you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing this to set the people up around you. And when it comes to the lack of maturity, being honest, when it comes to us men, we tend to lack real talk, like really sitting down and having conversations about what we are feeling, what we are doing, how we behave, how we act in certain ways, or, you know, the person that we are at work to the person that we are at home. I've seen it. I've lived it. That's why this show is here, because I want you to look at me in my face and feel and see the sincerity of, I know what it's like to be there. I know exactly what it feels like where you have to pretend I'm macho and I'm strong and I don't cry and I don't feel those things. And, oh, she did this, but it's not a big deal because I'm going to do this. I'm shying away from that. And I'm trying to have real talk. And I think when it comes to men, that's what we lack. We really don't have people that we can have real talks, real connections to. I have lived a life where in the past it was kind of superficial. It was about sports, or it was about, you know, cars, and it was about what you have, what you don't have, what you're trying to get to. But one thing that I've learned now is when I'm in a group of men, when that first man opens his heart and starts being real, it does two things to the other men. One, it either draws them closer or it makes the other one go, I'm shutting down. I'm going to be totally off of this subject and this conversation. And I get it. I used to be that person that wanted to turn it off and not talk about it. But I've come to the realization that not talking about it and shying away makes me a person that I'm not having real conversations with people. And I want to be a real person. I want to be able to say I'm a man and I struggle. I want to be able to say I am a man and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I want to throw in the towel and I want to give up. That's okay to feel those things. To stay there is totally different, right? Like, we got to find ways to not only get away from that, but find the energy to get back in and fight. So I think when it comes to lack of maturity, men, we need to be open to say we need to have real talks. And because not many men don't have real talks. Again, I've been in conversations with a lot of my friends and buddies around me that as soon as the conversation hits something kind of deep, and it's either going to be time to retreat or time to dig in. And when I've dug in, I've heard stuff that they've shared that I'm like, wow, like, we're connecting now because what I felt, what I secretly felt that I didn't want to share before, you feel it too. And that made me feel more like, okay, I can kind of loosen up here, see what he comes from, what he has learned. And then it's like, well, I feel the same way too. And I think we need to find people like that, that we can have real talks to. I'm here. Contact information's there, guys. I've shared it with you guys in the past. Reach out to share what topics you guys want to hear. Reach out if you have questions. Reach out if you need help. It's that simple. I think when it comes to lack of maturity too, you have to come to the realization, allow people around you to speak into you, like give them the permission. And it's hard because it's scary, because it might hit you. Why? I've been there where I've been called out on it and it makes me mad. And always remember, men and women, but again, particularly men, anger is a secondary emotion, meaning something happened before, and anger is your way to try to protect it and your way to try to cover it. I'll give you an example. And and honestly, think about any time you got upset. Say, for example, you got mad at your wife. I got mad at my wife one time, long time ago in our first marriage. Machismo de mí. But at the same time, we can debate about it. No me sirvió un plato de comer. She didn't serve me when we were at a family party. And to me, it was like, no, parents have to see. The family needs to see that you're serving me, because that's the way it's supposed to be. Culture, stupid. I can serve myself. But at the same time, she could honor me too and just do it out of her kindness of her heart, not based off of culture. So anyways, I got mad about that. But I got mad. My first emotion was that I was offended and I felt disrespected. But I covered it with anger. And I said, no, I don't want to talk about this. I cannot believe you did this. Da, 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 da. Anger is just a secondary emotion. Something probably happened prior where I felt sad, lonely, insecure. Something happened where anger is our way to defend it and protect it. Why do I bring this up? Is because when you have people holding you accountable, it's going to make you naturally go to your default, which is, I want to protect. Why are you coming at me like that? But you have to be intentional and tell yourself, chill, and ask yourself the question, what happened first that made me feel this way? Crazy, right? Or when it comes to, you know, lack of maturity, you know, when you're having serious conversations with your loved ones, if they're probably telling you something like, stop joking around, like we're talking, like we're being for reals. If you're constantly trying to find ways to joke around and get out of it or laugh, or the question is asked and laughing is your way to defer it, lack of maturity. If you are putting posts out there that are childish in the sense, lack of maturity. And lack of what I mean by childish is, like, if you're taking indirect shots to other people, you're childish. No situation, and I've shared this in one of my episodes previously, no situation in your life is going to get better with you putting stuff out there in social media. It's never going to make that other person look at that post and say, you know what? That person is so right for calling me out in front of everyone. Now I know I'm doing this wrong, and I need to call him, and I need to fix the situation, and I need things to get better now. Your post will never and has never done that. Sincerity, a real talk in private, is what's going to get you success. But we lack maturity because we don't want to have that conversation and face the giant of, we probably did something wrong. So if we can't be serious, if we can't take the conversation serious, it's probably lack of maturity. Now, I mentioned earlier, it's very important to have people that can hold us accountable, right? And that means that it's going to take intentionality, meaning you have to be strong enough, and it not necessarily strong enough, excuse me. I mean more like, you have to be willing to ask yourself the question, what did I do wrong? What can I learn? What emotion was affected first? And then from there, you can take the proper steps. Like the example I gave earlier when I got upset for my wife not serving me, I could have stopped. I could have asked myself, why am I offended? So when she asked me, I can say, well, it kind of bothered me. But now we have the communication back and forth where it can be, well, she can come to me and say something like, well, I don't like doing those things because that's something that just culture puts in us. And to be honest, it's like, it's not a big deal. And then I can say, well, I'm not really bringing this up based off of culture. I would feel honored as a husband if you do something like that for me. And we can go back and forth, share our feelings, and get to a point where it's like, look, and it sounds stupid, but really compromise. Again, how do I out-honor my wife? How does my wife out-honor me? Now, if you're strong enough and if you're a man enough and at some point you just have to bite the bullet, you know what? I don't really care. It really does not bother me. I can get up and get my food. It really does not bother me. And then it never becomes an issue. But you got to pick and choose your battles too, because you can't just be picking at everything. Like sometimes you just got to let it go. But if it is a big deal, hey, how about we do it 50-50? Sometimes me, sometimes you, and we go from there, right? We got to find ways to work and out-honor. Now, coming back to the lack of maturity, you know, men, we tend to have two types of groups. And I know this because I've even gone to a couple AA classes with a friend of mine, with a buddy. We either have the group that's like a general group that talks a little bit about everything, and those conversations just go everywhere. And then you have the groups that are like specific types, like divorce, grieving, AAs, separations, things like that, that sometimes you can't relate to that, but they're there. But nothing that's like, hey, you know what? I just want to connect with you in the sense of like, how you, what your thoughts are. Because the next episode, I'm going to add a drum roll. Got to find a way to do that. The next episode is going to be about pornography. And that's going to dig deep into certain roots of how that makes us think, how that makes us act. And all these things, you know, I'm taking step by steps, right, guys? The individual growth, the men's feelings, and now the lack of maturity. These things are important because it's like we have to find ways to continue to break free from those things that are not really healthy and meant for us. See, I want you to flourish. I want your marriage to grow. I want you to look at these episodes, look at the Q&As, and come back to them one day and be like, man, I'm learning something from Mike. He's teaching me not only to become a better man, but I'm connecting with my wife in a totally different level that I thought I would have never connected with her. and vice versa. I want the wife to really think like, man, he told me how to out honor him. Make the change so that we can have a different effect, different outcome, right? Now, changes don't happen from one day to another either. I want to be clear about something. So give yourself mercy, because I'm very hard on myself. Sometimes I feel like, dang, I did it again, and I'm this. No, get those words out. You're not stupid. You're not dumb. You're trying. And the same way in games, in sports events, you know, you mess up on a play, you get back up and you go again, even if it's a championship game. You get back up and you go again next season. Why? Because you just have to continue to grow and continue to push and continue to develop. I started reading a little bit the book, right? So that's why I'm saying, guys, find little things that are going to change the way you've normally been acting and are going to cause a different effect. Because when you fill yourself with knowledge of something else or different perspective, it really gets you to just start thinking and saying, hey, maybe I was taking that approach wrong. Maybe I could go this route and it can help. I'll explain it in the next episode a little bit more in details, but I do want to give you guys the nugget in the sense of the book that I was reading prior. It's right here. Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. It's such a good book. I really recommend you guys purchasing it. It's a book that blessed my life, that really got me thinking a little bit more old school, because sometimes we do have to take it back there, but it's more about the nature of who we are. And I think that's a great book. Women, if you want to try to understand men, it's a good book for you guys to read too. I don't know if we'll ever be able to understand each other, because God just made us so extremely different, male and female, but, there's nothing wrong with trying. It's a good book to read. Men, please. I'll try to find a way to put it there so that you guys can see it. But it's such a good book. I recommend, please get it. Even if you read a couple pages a day, a week, but read it little by little, I promise you it's going to stir something in you. But I don't like to read. I don't like to do it. Okay, then stay the same. I'm telling you, this channel is going to force you, challenge you. It's going to cause you to say, I have to put my phone down and I have to do this. It's the only way, guys. And I know it can sometimes feel like a burden, but that burden will one day become a blessing. So yeah, what are you guys thinking so far? What do you guys think of that episode? I hope it's blessing you. I hope it's challenging you. It's definitely challenging me. I'm continuously searching through the internet, finding subjects, trying to, you know, find ways to expand. I'm growing for you guys as well, because I need this too. Hold me accountable. Talk to me. Tell me what I'm lacking and I'm doing wrong. No problem. Let's grow. That's the problem that I have, is that if we're not growing, why? But yeah, guys, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for continuing being part of this channel, this growth with me. I'm so excited for the things that are to come. I'm so, so excited for next episode is going to be a tough one. I might even cry. I'm excited for the interviews that are coming. I already have them planned and I can't wait to share them with you guys. I'll give you guys the inside scoop for second season, episode 1 and 2, maybe 3, depending how long it goes. It's going to be Jackie and me, and we're going to put our hearts out there for you guys to see what God and prayer and love can really fight to save things that we feel are dead and completely destructed. I'm excited. So many cool things. So yeah, guys, I think we need to go out there, start making those changes. Our life is going to definitely flow into a different area that could be a little uncomfortable at first. But I promise you, you're not going to regret it. So let's go get it, guys. The Mac Effect.